This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Text into 701-226-8503. Of course, if you call, you could be the Delta Constructors One Call Doesn't All Call of the Day. Maybe win stuff. Maybe Scott will save you some Norwegian stuff. Maybe Scott will scramble and find some MyPillow stuff. Maybe Rev knows where the secret stash is. I don't know. Online at DeltaConstructors.net or call Eric today. Global Solutions to the Oil and Gas Industry, 406-250-8151. Turnkey Well Science Flow Lines, set your pump jacks. Fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design. Survey work, field engineering, and electrical and mechanical side pipe insulation, temporary flooring services, E&I services, electrical instrumentation services. One call does it all. Delta Constructors, 406-250-8151. Call Eric today. 7 after, I'm Todd Mitchell, and heard from Scott Hannon. I begged him, find me a 2X shirt. I need a shirt. And I guess he found one. And it's... there's going to be a story behind it, so you'll have to stay tuned on Monday. We'll get to the bottom of that. But filling in today, former head of the Republican Party for the state of North Dakota. Former. How did former end up happening, Gary Amenith?
They got tired of me running the party, you know, so they...
You micromanaged the party?
Yeah.
And yet,
a little bit of micromanaging.
And yet, look at the Republican bench today and the Democratic bench, and tell me something you didn't have some sort of effect on, or we wouldn't have the deep bench we have today.
You know, I appreciate you giving me so much credit for that. No, I'm kidding. But you listen, to Todd, when I got elected chairman, which
he also makes the best margarita I've ever had, by the way.
When I got elected chairman in 2007, we had Senator Dorgan, Senator Conrad, and Congressman Pomeroy.
Exactly.
And there was a lot of talk whether John Hovind was going to get in. And I predicted at that time we're going to get all three seats.
And they probably told you were crazy.
Well, exactly. I mean, people said you'll never beat him. And I said, listen, if you got
they seemed unbeatable back then.
And I said, if you get a strong candidate in, my guess is that there's a chance they will not run. Why would you want to end your career like Senator Dorgan or Senator Conrad by getting beat? And so my argument was that we'll get him, and we got a deeper bench, and we did a great job recruiting. And so at the end of the day, we have everything but Senator Heitkamp. And my personal belief is she's going to go down this time. And the Republicans will have every seat. So I'm predicting right now on the air, not that we were going to talk about it, but I think Senator Heitkamp, in fact, I'll go as –
if she does get in, then I'm going to wonder what happened. Did Dapple mean nothing?
Well,
I would think that would be enough lost votes, that alone, let alone any other subject in any other part of the state, that alone should lose.
A number of good friends of mine that are Democrats. Yes, I do have Democrat friends. And a number of them.
I hope so.
Well, there aren't that many Democrats.
Doesn't mean
we
agree with them, but if you're. Well, that's true. The last remaining Democrat.
No, but I have a number of them who said they will not vote for Heidi this time because of the way she handled Dapple. But
exactly. That's my point.
You're absolutely right.
She stuck her head in the sand in that thing, and I realized why she did it. And had I been in her shoes, because, I mean, she was the oil senator and yet the Native American senator. Well, Ron Dapple, you can't beat both of those. That's totally contradictory. So there's probably no way she could really win favor anyway. But that said, totally invisible.
The other thing,
had to be out there.
Todd, I think the other thing that's going to hurt her position that she did on the Iran deal is a problem. Because of the whole terrorist stuff we still are dealing with, and President Trump, that's a real deal. And I don't know if people realize how big Donald Trump won North Dakota. Like 63.4% to Hillary's 30-something.
And if you factor out Fargo, it was even more of a landslide.
And I don't know this, but if Congressman Kramer gets in the race, and I personally think it's very likely, I think it's highly probable that Heidi would decide she doesn't want to get beat. To the point of what made me think about it was when you're talking about Senator Dorgan and Senator Conrad, they decided it wasn't worth losing to end a career.
Exactly.
And you got Congressman Kramer on the radio doing coffees. I tell you, if he gets in the race, he'll do 100 coffees with Kramer all over North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi, you can't get her on the radio. She, you know, she's doing no town halls. I mean, this thing that happened in Van Dam, you know, where Congressman Kramer and that little scuffle there, that's good stuff.
Which still makes national TV.
Yes, and he's
Fox
and
he's, News Sunday replay.
Kramer is so accessible. So I've had so many people say, listen, I may not agree with Congressman Kramer and all the things, but the fact that he's available, he's around in North Dakota at events, on the radio, I can call and rip him. And whatever, whether they agree with him or not, they see the fact that he's so accessible. And that matters to North Dakotans. It really does.
And see, here's another thing. You know, Senator Eikens, people reach out to me. Okay, look, it's basically enemy territory coming on what's in your mind. But what about your show in the afternoon on K-Fire? Anytime, let me know. Be happy to. Has it happened? Maybe twice in the last 4 years.
Well, the other thing I would say is there was another guy sitting in Fargo doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
When Rick Berg lost to Senator Heitkamp,
mm-hmm.
and day after day, he would get pounded, Rick Berg would.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in fact, something came to my mind. I had a party at my home right after the election, and there was a gentleman that was a Tea Party guy. And he said, he came up to me and said, hey, I got a confession to make. And I said, well, I'm not a priest, but if you, you know, but I said, but I was, you know.
Are you even Catholic?
I was. When I was younger, I was. So I'd go on the confession. But what he said, I want to tell you, and he was very actively involved in the Tea Party group that I was involved with. And he said, I voted for Heidi Heitkamp. I said, you what?
Yeah.
I said, you're very vocal. And we went through. And he said, you know what? In the end, I didn't vote for Rick Berg because he wouldn't go on Joel Heitkamp. I said his name, but Heidi's brother's show that is got.
I was very critical of him at that.
And the fact that he would go, he goes, he was hiding something.
He was hiding far more than Heidi Heitkamp is now or has been.
Yeah.
I was completely critical of Rick Berg. It's like, wait a minute, get out there, get in the game, engage.
Yeah.
If you're going to stick your head in the sand, you're going to lose, or at least you deserve to. And that's why he lost.
He lost. Heidi didn't win. That's how I see it. And that's the same way Earl Pomeroy, that's who Rick, in my opinion, when Rick beat Earl Pomeroy before, I had said, and I was party chairman during that window of time, I said Earl Pomeroy lost the congressional seat to Rick Berg. And Rick Berg lost the Senate seat, in my opinion, to Heidi because of the way it happened.
With Berg, is that's the one time you find the poll 10 points off the other direction from what you find it in the national, where Hillary was going to win the presidency by like 75 to 20 in one poll. You know,
yeah.
Berg was on top by 10 points. That's the only time you're going to see, you know, an advanced poll with the Republican candidate way on top, who ends up losing. But
here's what I will say, and I'll kind of end it with this, because we've got a guest I want to introduce him before the next segment, just so at least to get him in here. But because I think we got a great subject matter I want to discuss about Bismarck and TIF, and I think it has implications statewide. But I believe that if Congressman Kramer gets in, and that's my prediction that he does, and you have Governor Burgum, who's very popular, you have very popular Senator Hoeven.
Mm-hmm.
You have Trump, who's still very popular in North Dakota. I don't care what the national media says. And you're the lone Democrat leading the charge. There's not enough money to help her beat Congressman Kramer because he will work like no one else.
The Democrats have their work cut out for him.
Definitely.
No question.
It'll be a fun campaign.
There's almost no bench. And there's almost, I mean, yeah, because the lead person is somebody that's kind of damaged goods right now in Heidi Heitkamp. So what do you do if you're the Democrats?
And you can't be the only candidate. You have to have a strong supporting cast on all the other races.
Yeah.
You know, the Democrats, you got to have great legislative candidates, and it all works into the system. They're not there.
I can count the number of names on one hand that could possibly even be relevant, and they're not big names where the average voter doesn't know. If you're actively interested, then maybe you know who they are, but the average voter doesn't know. So they really need to get out there and get known.
Yeah, and I think the contrast, if that happens, of not having the guy from Fargo on this station, on the Dickinson station, talking and beating up the opponent day after day after day, her, you know, supporting his sister, has huge implications. because you've had a congressman who's been available week after week after week taking calls.
Exactly.
So anyway, I'll shift gears here just before we got about a minute to go to the break. We have Dustin Gubberlow in the studio with us this morning. He's going to be on and off chat in a little bit. We're going to have different guests on. We want to talk about what happened here at the City Commission, County Commission in Bismarck, Mandan. And Dustin, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So, Dustin, we got about a minute here, but so we're going to talk about the TIF, and I think in your case you've been battling this along with a number of Bismarck folks for about 10 years probably.
In a very focused way for the last three. It really is a culmination of a long campaign against corporate welfare in Bismarck and abuses of state policies that the state grants local cities. The city finally had to cave. And 3 years ago when we really started talking about this heavily, everybody told us, oh, no, you'll never be able to explain TIF to people. You'll never be able to convince the legislature to fix it. Well, that's all changed, and the city council or city commission decided that the time was now to remove the TIF from the city as a stumbling block.
Well, we're talking to Dustin Gubberlow. We're going to talk about TIF districts and Renaissance zones. This is Gary Eminent filling in for Scott Hennen. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How did the Dakota Access protests get as big as they did? That question from Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard and Director of the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services on the latest episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
It was amazing as they drove their narrative on social media how that camp could swell in a matter of a day or two from folks just driving in. So I think it was somewhat organic. I'm not sure anybody at the start of this thing saw it getting as big as it did. But these new technologies that we're all going to have to keep an eye on and learn to deal with, that you can very rapidly gather like-minded people together for protests like this. And again, when they have a area of land that they can basically move into and do as they see fit, they have the opportunity to come in and participate in that sort of activity.
That's Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard for another of our Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline Protest episodes. Keep listening for more right here.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Right now at Kohl's, it's not our everyday sale. For a limited time, shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's season tanks, just $5.99. Girls' swimwear, $10. Beach towels, only $8.99. And an ice cream or cotton candy maker, just $29.99. Stock up, save big, and get $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. It's not our everyday sale. Right now through the 4th of July. Only at Kohl's. Flex styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services. not only the Bismarck Mandan, but across the region in the Dakotas, Montana, and Minnesota. Furnace and air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater installations, bathroom remodeling, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation, natural gas grill piping, and commercial services. It's one of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck. H.J. Thompson & Sons prides themselves on thousands of installations, plumbing, piping systems, Bismarck Mandan, and throughout the state of North Dakota, designing building, new construction, prefab, repair, remodeling, financing available, free estimates, hatnsons.com, hatnsons.com, for H.J. Thompson & Sons, or well, they still got their voice phone hooked up to 701-223-3393, 701-223-3393, H.A. Thompson & Sons. I'm Todd Mitchell, Scott Hennen, or Scott, did you call him Scott Heaven?
I did, Scott.
Wow.
He's the man.
Well, at least you can call him Scott Hellen or something like that. Scott Hennen back Monday. Gary Hammond filling in on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, Todd, I think it's funny. I just got a missed call. So we're talking about TIFF, and someone called me, and I know he's not around because he's in Missouri, and you know he's not listening to the show, but Curly Haugland, I just had a missed call. So to come to the TIFF district, this is like his pet thing that goes back a long time with you, Dustin, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. And when Curly Haugland and the Policy Council started this process in about 2009, 2010, I was even oblivious to what TIFF was. And it is one of the most convoluted and complicated public policy issues that's out there. It's very difficult to explain to people. The easiest way to do it, rather than getting into the math and the minutia, is to say TIFF, which is tax increment financing, diverts money away from schools, counties, parks, and even the city's own general fund in support of pet projects that are discretionary based and made on the decision that is made by the city commission. And so TIFF is basically one of the biggest crony capitalism programs that's out there as far as transferring wealth away from taxpayers and away from the levels of government that taxpayers think that they are funding. In Bismarck, the TIFF district was done differently than it was intended. You know, the original intent of TIFF on a national level was to be able to take one block at a time or two blocks at a time and say, if you as a developer will invest a lot of money into it, we will make it so that your property tax goes to help pay for the city infrastructure needed to make your project viable. Bismarck did it a different way. Bismarck carved out huge chunks of the city, all downtown, and said, we're going to take all the growth of property taxes based on different base years, and we're going to put it into a fund, and we're going to use that money however we want, basically like a slush fund, based on who we want to throw money at. And so this program started in 1979, and it will finally end on July 1st. So basically Friday is the end of the Bismarck TIFF.
So this Friday, that's the end of it.
Yeah, and it lasted well over 37 years, which is the longest TIFF in the world. The irony is, one of the first people in America to use tax increment financing at a big level was actually Donald Trump on one of his first hotels in New York City.
Huh.
His TIFF only lasted 25 years. Bismarck's has lasted 37. So, you know, you people talk about how much Donald Trump was on these programs, and there's no doubt about it. Donald Trump was one of the biggest cronies when it comes to government handouts for many years. But think about it that way, that even the Bismarck TIFF lasted 12 years longer than Donald Trump's TIFF. And that is how convoluted this is. And so this issue really started when Curly Haugland sued the city of Bismarck because they were not using the law properly. That lawsuit kind of had a split decision that didn't really change the status quo. It forced the city to give back half of the money that it had gathered into the TIFF fund, and it forced the legislature to make some changes to TIFF. Fast forward to last year when the Burleigh County Commission had the opportunity to say no to renewing the Renaissance Zone, which is a different program that...
I want to stay away from Renaissance for a second because I got a question.
Yeah.
I got a couple questions.
Sure thing.
To deal with the TIF. So the idea of TIF is tax incremental financing. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the idea, so that I understand, I want the listeners to really get their mind around this because it impacts statewide, right? Whether you're in Fargo or Dickinson or Minot, they all have these districts.
Right.
And it's really, and I think didn't Jack Kemp even start some of this back in New York, and when he was kind of HUD, and it was really to deal with blighted areas to kind of encourage investment in areas that are blighted and slums. And I mean, to Donald, whether it's Donald Trump or someone else, some of these cities are blighted and encourage investment. I've driven through Buffalo, New York, which I know that's a that's where Congressman Kemp was from.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those neighborhoods needed somebody an incentive to do something because they had, you know. But so when you're driving up Main Street Bismarck and you're saying that's a slum area or something, or I mean that's but that was the idea, was to encourage investment in areas and set aside tax dollars. So what happens is if you have a TIF district, it's geographically bound. So they'll create a district that might be 6 blocks, 10 blocks, to encourage investment in that area. Is that correct?
Yes, that is what happened, and they did it multiple times, and it became a district that was constantly growing. Like there was like 7 or 8 different additions. Basically, they annexed more into the TIF district.
So they'd have one TIF district. They'd take an area downtown Bismarck, then they'd add another one, they'd add another one. And what I think I heard you say is that when you do that, the goal is that if money is set aside, so if I, let's just say I bought a property for $100,000 downtown, and then I want to, you know, put $1 million into it. It's going to be great. It's going to have some great restaurants, into the project, right?
Yes.
And so if it's in that TIF district, because I have an agreement with the city based on my plan, that allows me not to pay property taxes for how long?
Well,
or is it a set aside one?
Under TIF, you do pay your property taxes. However, those property taxes do not go where everybody else's property taxes go. They do not go to the schools, the county, the city general fund, or the park district. They go into the TIF fund. And that TIF fund then finances whatever the city decides is beneficial to that area.
So in the context where sometimes these TIF funds were designed to put the money, set it aside, within that 6 block area for investment in that 6 block area, Bismarck, you're saying, would have multiple districts take that money, pool it, and rather than putting the money specific to something in that district, they would, at their discretion, decide where and what they're going to spend the money on, like Quiet Rail or something.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's what frustrates guys like you.
Yes, exactly. Yep. And the fact that, you know, put it in perspective, TIF over the last 37 years has basically stolen over $20 million from the Bismarck School District on an annual basis, because TIF is going away now. The Bismarck School District will have $1 million a year more than it had last year without raising anybody's taxes, simply because it will be getting the tax that it was supposed to get all along.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, we've been talking to Dustin Govrall, who's fought this TIF district. And we're going to have some time a little bit after 10:15. We're going to come back to it. When we come back, we have Grover Norquist, who's going to be joining us from the East Coast. Some of you all know Grover. Looking forward to having Grover on. And this is Gary Amadeus filling in for Scott Hedden, who's in Norway. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
In Grand Forks, 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Hard River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, and Williston. In Minnesota, head to Bemidji or Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for
your
more info.
Will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
One of those days you just want to press reset and start the day over. PetroServe USA can help start your day with a hot stuff breakfast burrito and Lewis and Clark coffee. And given it's only 32 after the hour, it's not too late. Go for it. The next time you get gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. 100% American-made fuels, customer-owned. It's people just like you. And they provide superb customer service, clean, bright stores. Oh, and by the way, they're giving away $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA. Lunchtime Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are $2.79. Not that you have to wait for lunch. I'm just putting a bug in your ear there. Nestle Pure Life Water, $2 for $1. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89 each. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, $2 for $5. That way there you save one for just a little bit later. Nestle 23-ounce bottles, 89 cents each. Lots more June specials, PetroServe USA, and I know July is coming up, and there'll be specials in July, too, no doubt. I'm Todd Mitchell. It's What's in Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text at 701-226-8503. I thought Gary used TIFF for his business adventures before. Dustin and Gary on TIFF is kind of hilarious.
That's a nasty text. You know what? I have never used TIFF. I wouldn't even know what TIFF was until I started doing some research.
Well, you know,
with
people
my buddy
tell
Billy.
People that, oh, well, I heard, you know.
Never.
You can start a rumor
ever,
about Dustin
ever.
Right now that he
TIFF
he
Renaissance
kicks every
that.
Puppy he sees, and sooner or later somebody's going to tell somebody, I hear Dustin kicks every puppy he sees. even though he can say it's just a rumor.
I have.
Doesn't matter.
Yep. I've never been fortunate enough to do big enough projects to even think about doing that. Now, we did do that building, the old Sweetheart building downtown, but when I was involved with that, we never applied for anything. We wanted to deal with being able to deal with parking. So I think it was kind of on the verge of being in the Renaissance zone so that you were able to, that had to do with street parking ratios or something like that. But anyway, they were tough. City does what they do.
Another wrong getting the record correct.
But thank
stuff.
You for I the mean, opportunity to
well,
do
sure.
that.
Sure.
So we're going to shift gears here.
And I don't know why it's funny that Dustin's talking about it. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. Well, he's been talking about against TIF districts forever. But, you know, it's kind of crony capitalism. It has to do with bad tax policy. And we're going to shift to an expert on tax policy, Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform, a taxpayer advocacy group that in 1985 he started at the request of the late, great President Ronald Reagan. Grover, welcome to the show.
Delighted to be with you.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on. And I know you've been in North Dakota a few times. I know when I was chairman of the party, we had you in here in Bismarck talking about tax policy and fighting for the taxpayer. So we appreciate all that you've done that way. So what have you been up to, lady? What are the causes you're trying to defend on liberty and control spending in Washington?
Well, this year the big fight is both getting rid of Obamacare and reforming health care so that it costs less and premiums go down and people have more choices. But then tax reform. We have the highest business taxes in the world. We're at 35% corporate income tax, United States, at 5% for the average state tax on businesses. European average, 22%. Ireland, 12.5%. It is ridiculous that we are stupider than France when it comes to how we tax our businesses that create jobs. So we need to take that down to 20, or as the president wants, 15%. We need to get rid of the death tax, get rid of the alternative minimum tax, double the personal exemption so that individual goes from $6,000 personally exempt to $12,000, family of four from $12,000 up to $24,000, not taxed on the first $24,000 by the federal government. And then there are a bunch of others taking individual rates down. There's seven of them now. We're going to take them down to three rates. All taxpayers will pay lower rates because of the tax reform that's getting ready. And that's pretty much set. But first, we got to do health care. That's about a $700 billion tax cut, because all Obamacare was a collection of 20 taxes that totaled about a trillion dollars.
Wow.
And then they put a stethoscope on top of it and called it Obamacare. But it was 20 different taxes. Everybody listening in your audience, if you have a flexible spending account, Obamacare taxed that. If you have a health savings account, that's 30 million people. He said he was only going to tax, 1%. That's 10% of the country right there. 20 million Americans have health savings accounts. He taxes that. And then, of course, 8 million people end up paying taxes for the privilege of refusing to buy Obamacare. $600 for an individual, $2,000 for a family. If you don't want Obamacare, if you decide you don't want it, it's too expensive because it's all plussed up, $2,000 penalty. They call it a penalty, they call it a tax, but it's on your 1040. Seems to me it looks like a tax.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's going away. All that goes away.
Are they going to be able to get that done, Grover? I mean, they've got to, don't they? Are the Republicans going to come together, because there's going to be zero Democrat support on this? Are they going to get it done? Because you're out there, you have your meetings, and you know a lot of these congressmen and senators. What's your opinion on that? Will they get it done?
Yeah, they will get it done. The challenges are that the left is pushing very, very hard to attack the idea of moving away from top-down command and control healthcare, where the government tells you the healthcare you want. You want this. You cannot have anything else, so you better want this. And here's how much you pay for it, and shut up and write the check. These are just wedded to that, as they keep telling you. The Democrats all want to go to single payer. California, the state Senate in California, 10th of the country, voted to enact single payer. Cost $400 billion.
Wow.
Twice the present budget in California. Now, the Senate didn't pass it. So think this through. The Democrat solution for the United States of America's healthcare challenges is to pass a bill that was too crazy for California, that was twice the California existing budget. And so this idea that it's going to cost less is a sad joke. So the D's are just wedded to an unacceptable position. And that includes the ones who you have in North Dakota from time to time, who pretend to be moderates or different, but
yep,
that's not how they vote. They vote for leaders that are committed to the most extreme Bernie Sanders solutions to, or non-solutions to everything. So the D's are not playing. As you point out, it'll have to be 52 Republicans, and all the left has to do is beat two of them senseless or three of them senseless and scare them, and you could have a problem. That said, I was just in a meeting with some of the key Senate staffers. This will pass. It won't be the way I'd write the bill. It won't be as aggressive as I might like, or you might like, or a lot of conservatives might like. but it is going to be huge progress. And the progress is about $700 billion every decade in lower taxes. It is allowing states to opt out of some of the most expensive and damaging mandates so that competent states can handle their own health care. And it will block grant Medicaid, which right now Medicaid money comes into every state. Even though the state raises some of the money's taxes, it comes in with Washington writing all the rules. And this will be like aid to families with dependent children, like the welfare reform that even Bill Clinton signed, remember back in 1997, yes, sir, that blocked granted welfare so that states and all states except Hawaii, which was particularly egregious, all states except Hawaii managed to spend less, help more people, get people off dependency, because it was a block grant and because it was the responsibility of the governor and state legislature. So part of Obamacare is reforming Medicaid, which, as any elected official will tell you, is bankrupting each of the states. It's got to be reformed.
Well, I know with health insurance, like in the policy that I have in North Dakota before Obamacare, I've not been on company insurance. I've had to pay for it out of my pocket every month. And my policy went from $900 to $1,500. My deductible went from $1,000 to $13,000. So if you think about it, I'm paying $1,500 a month, which is $18,000 a year, and another $13,000 family deductible. I have a $30,000 cost. And I hear Congressman Cramer say all the time when he's on the radio talking about the health care reform that a lot of the young people that have policies, if they choose to pay for their policy that they have to pay on their own, they many times can't afford it because of the deductibility. So they're forced into the insurance in a bad plan that they can't afford to go to the doctor, which is tragic.
Yeah, Obamacare, I'm not sure that we've spent enough time explaining how badly Obamacare is failing. We haven't had much luck from CBS and NBC and the New York Times, the Washington Post and CNN.
That's fact.
In explaining to people how it's falling apart. We were promised, remember, no one who made less than $250,000 would ever pay a penny in higher taxes. That turned out not to be true by a mile. We were promised you could keep your doctor. That wasn't true. We were promised you could keep your insurance if you liked it as it was. That was not true. We were promised a $2,500 reduction in premiums, and they moved in the opposite direction, about $2,500. So everything we were told about Obamacare was a fib. They also promised that 24 million additional people would get health care. That didn't happen. They were only off by 24 million when they did the predictions. That's a little odd.
Yeah,
they
weren't
close.
So, Grover, you're saying we're going to get this health care done. We get to that whether it comes late in the summer. We're going to have to go to the break here in about a minute and a half, but I want to keep you through the break for the next segment and also talk about tax reform. But set the table a bit as we go to the break on tax reform in the next minute or so, and then we'll come back. And I want to have you give us a little bit more detail on that, what's going to be critical.
Once health care gets passed, tax reform is significantly easier. It'll move faster. There's more of a consensus, and fewer people can get scared.
Well, so do you think Trump will get his, he's pitched this is going to be bigger, as big as the big tax cut Ronald Reagan got to. Do you think that's possible?
It will be in terms of rate reduction, yes. And it'll be as pro-growth as Reagan's because the reduction in the business taxes for small businesses as well as larger businesses will be an incredible driver for job creation.
We've been listening to Grover Norquist. We're going to go to the break here in the next 30 seconds or so. And Grover is president of Americans for Tax Reform. It's a taxpayer advocacy group, and he founded in 1985. He's been a strong proponent in encouraging congressmen and senators to sign pledges going back a long time. I went on Grover's website, and if you I'll have Grover give us the – Grover, what's the website? Is it ATR.org?
Exactly, ATR.org.
So I went on and I looked at the tax pledges, who signed them. I see North Dakota Congressman Cramer has, but our two senators have not. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk tax reform with Grover Norquist of Americans for Tax Reform. This is Gary Emnath filling in for Scott Hennen. Stay with us.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Melissa's here from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo to tell us about the Aaron chair.
The Aaron chair is a classic, iconic chair manufactured by Herman Miller. It was first introduced in 1994, and since then technology has changed, so Herman Miller decided to remaster the chair this year.
So an all-new Aaron chair is coming out. Tell us a little bit about what will be different.
Well, it looks just like the classic Aaron, maintained its classic form, but everything has changed except for the size. And it's not what you see that has changed, but it's what you feel. Herman Miller has increased comfort and ergonomic support by providing a new pellicle material, and that's where Aeron gets its name, think aeration. The pellicle allows heat and humidity to pass through the seat and backrest to maintain even comfort and skin temperatures.
So this, again, looks very similar to the classic Aeron that everybody's familiar with, but everything else has been changed except for the size and the frame. And what is new? What are the new features?
It has a smooth ride. The new tilt allows the chair to move with the user in a natural way. You can shift from forward position for typing and intense focus to reclining postures for conversation and contemplation. It also has a posture fit SL, which supports the full spine, not just lumbar support. It supports both the sacrum and lumbar regions to mimic a strong, healthful standing position.
See the new Aaron at Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013 or online at InnerOfficeFargo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Apache, Knox, some of their sprayer company. They're the sprayer company others keep talking about. We had a windy spring, windy summer so far. Drift always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache Springer works hard for you. And that's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman's sprayer. Proven to work as hard as you do with the support team to back it up. And by the way, the ET Ag on-site retail store has more than 50,000 sprayer parts, other brands as well. 1701 Eastside Court, basically across the road from Bonanza. Apache, iPlanes Apache. 10 before the hour, Tom Mitchell and in for Scott Hannon on What's in Your Mind, Gary Amoneth.
We've been talking to Grover Norquist, and just a shout out to former North Dakotan John Karch, who helped line this up, works for Grover. He's a Kenmare boy, went to UND, worked for Governor Schaefer in the 90s. Grover, John working out, he's worked with you for a number of years out on your group.
He's a wonder. He's actually been very, very, very helpful, and you can't have him back.
We want him back. It's always good to see North Dakotans going out and having an impact on the world. So while we love North Dakotans staying here, doing what they can, we're always excited when someone like John goes out and does great things like he does with you. So we've been talking to...
You can have John back if you get it to Senator. Who signs the taxpayer protection plan.
Okay, I'm going to work on getting Congressman Kramer elected, and then maybe we can get that done. So that's maybe a couple years out if I can work on that. How's that?
I miss John, but it's a deal.
So we've been talking to Grover Norquist. Ted Nugent calls Grover Norquist the Dirty Harry of tax and government reform. So, Grover, tell us what's going to happen in the next 12 months regarding tax reform. What do you see Congress and the governor, I mean the president, being willing to come together to accomplish?
Yeah. On tax reform, once we get health care done, again, it'll be getting rid of a lot of the painful things in Obamacare, but it won't be everything. There's a lot of deregulation we need to do. There's a lot of future votes we have to win, but we'll make a good step forward with Obamacare repeal and getting rid of most of the taxes. Then tax reform. The agreed upon issues in tax reform among the senators, the congressmen, and the president is that the individual rates from 7 high rates will go to 3 lower rates, simpler, lower taxes. Personal exemption, $6,000 for an individual right now, it'll go to $12,000. First $12,000 you earn, no federal taxes. A family of 4 goes from $12,000 exemption up to $24,000 exemption. This will simplify it because you won't have to itemize. 95% of Americans won't have to itemize because they'll be able to do it with a single exemption. Add to that, the death tax will be permanently repealed. The death tax was put in to pay for the Civil War. And while I went to public school, I was watching TV the other day, and somebody pointed out that the Civil War has been over for some time, but the death tax is still there. The alternative minimum tax, which was an idea that Richard Nixon and Ted Kennedy got together and put in, was a tax that was supposed to hit 115 people who invested all their money in municipal bonds, like New York City bonds or state bonds. And they said, that's not fair. So they designed an entire second tax structure for people like that. Well, there are now several million Americans who are hit by the alternative minimum tax, which has, of course, gotten more complicated and more complicated. We're going to get rid of that and also eliminate a lot of the deductions and credits that were put in for political reasons and take them out. So we can lower rates for everybody. And on the business side, if you have a partnership or what's called a pass-through, a subchapter S corporation, if you pay your business taxes through your personal income tax, a lot of small businesses do that. A lot of not-so-small businesses do that, family-held businesses. You could be paying as high as 44%. European average is 22%. Some American smaller businesses pay about as much as 44%, 40 or 44. And corporations like General Motors, they pay 35% plus another 5%, which is the average of state corporate income taxes. So we're at 40%. Europe's at 22%. Ireland's at 12.5%. we're damaging ourselves. We can't compete in the world when we shoot ourselves in the foot like this. And I think one of the most important things that President Trump has done is said, we're going to have fair. And that's on, you know, how we do treaties and NATO and who, you know, we're allies with people. Do we pay for the whole party or do they sometimes pay some of the bill? When we have trade agreements, are they done just to be nice to our friends or are they fair to American farmers, or workers? But there's some things that we just do to ourselves.
Say, Grover.
We didn't sign a treaty. Yeah.
We're gonna be cutting off, signing off. I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this and educating our listeners on this tax reform. Keep up the fight. Thanks for all you do for all citizens of this country. Thank you. We've been talking to Grover Norquist. Thanks for joining us today.
North Dakota, two Republican senators, please.
All right, we'll do. Thanks, Grover.
And tell us, what's on your mind?
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.